With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran has dismissed a U.S. ceasefire plan and has issued its own counterproposal.
Iran has dismissed an American plan to pause the war in the Middle East, issuing its own counterproposal as it launches more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries. Two officials from Pakistan described the 15-point U.S. proposal broadly, saying it addressed sanctions relief, a rollback of Iran's nuclear program, limits on missiles, and reopening the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil is shipped. Iran later issued its own plan via state TV, which includes a halt to killings of its officials, means to make sure no other war is waged against it, reparations for the war, the end of hostilities, and Iran's exercise of sovereignty over the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Charles Tulletasma.
It may soon cost more to send priority mail as the U.S. Postal Service is seeking an 8% hike on shipping products.
The agency says the charge will start April 26th and run until January 17th, 2027, if Postal Regulatory Commission regulators approve it. The Postal Service says its competitors have already added fuel surcharges. The higher charge covers priority mail and several package services. First-class stamps will stay the same. Earlier this month, the Postmaster General warned Congress that the Postal Service will run out of cash by February 2027. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The acting head of the Transportation Security Administration says it may have to shut down operations at some airports if the budget impasse drags on as travelers are experiencing record waiting times. In testimony Wednesday before a House committee, Ha Nguyen McNeil described the mounting hardships facing unpaid airport workers. On Wall Street, the Dow by 305 points. This is SRN News. Christians are preparing to celebrate Palm Sunday, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Believers the world over will kick off Holy Week with services celebrating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Those celebrations will be low-key in Israel due to the war with Iran. The annual Palm Sunday parade in Jerusalem has been canceled for safety reasons. Holy Week is the run-up to Easter Sunday, April 5th this year. Some churches will mark Maundy Thursday, and most will hold services on Good Friday before the big event. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lawmakers in pro-life states are focusing on measures intended to crack down on abortion pills. The governor of South Dakota signed such a bill this month, and lawmakers in Mississippi appear close to finalizing one. The emphasis comes as a new survey suggests that getting pills through telehealth has passed traveling to other states as the most common way for women in pro-life states to obtain abortions. SRN News. The Environmental Protection Agency has announced it will allow gas stations to continue selling slightly cheaper E15 gas this summer. Bob Agnew reports.
The higher ethanol blend is normally limited to use in winter months, but the summer waiver for E15 has become commonplace in recent years, and both Republicans and Democrats have called for it to become year-round and permanent to help lower prices at the pump. Environmental critics say it's a move that may be good for drivers and corn growers, but may likely contribute to air pollution. Bob Agnew reporting.
Sarah Mullally has been formally installed as Archbishop of Canterbury, marking the start of her public ministry as the first woman to lead the Church of England. She'll serve as spiritual head of the Global Anglican Communion, a network of independent churches with more than 100 million members. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.